What's up and all? Welcome to episode 116 of The Conways.
The Conways.
The Conway. Do you like being a Conway?
Yeah, it's alright. What do you feel about it?
Don't mind it. I think it's a good second name. I don't like
You're the only one that's out there carrying on the Conway name, though.
I'm the last of the lineage.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Leanne? Mm-hmm. I'm the last of the last of the Conways. And then after that, there'll be no more Conways.
You never know.
Probably just...
What do you mean, after that? There'll be no Conways. I took your name.
Who are you going to give it to?
What?
You can't give it to your fucking ma.
Our kids in the future.
Yeah. But if we have kids in the future and it's a girl...
she might keep her name,
And then she gets married in 30 years. When I'm dead.
I can be dead in 30 years, Darren.
Fucking... Are you mad? The life expectancy is decreasing.
Darren, your family never die. Yeah, Nanny's like 94 and she's in there making eggs and all.
My uncle fell off a roof the other day and just went for a pint.
He was grand, like, what is going on?
Fell off a roof and went for a few Guinness.
You know, stockings on again.
I do, they're just very short.
Yeah, not mine. That's why, isn't it? That's my sock you have
they're
on
your
down
socks.
There. It is.
Your socks have holes in them.
No, they don't.
And little bows.
No, they don't.
I came in here before and I had one of your socks on and had a bow on it.
Stop. What do you mean?
What were we talking about there?
My
uncle falling off a roof and going for a pint.
That's wild. That is absolutely wild, like.
I know.
Jeez.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I'll have to go visit him.
You're not going to die.
What are you talking about?
You'll be going around fast. Yonks, people will be saying that.
I don't want to talk about it because people have been playing this episode back and they'll be saying, thought he wasn't going to die. Now look what you did. When your number's up, it's up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to accept it though, if my number was up.
If you were dead, you wouldn't know.
No,
you'd be just like that bleeding what?
No, but if it was like something where like you're going to die, or like, obviously if it's different if like something catastrophic happens out of nowhere and you die.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd be able to accept if my number was, if someone told me, like, look, it's not looking good.
I'd rather not be told.
Hmm.
And it just happened.
Because I feel like I have a lot more to do, like.
Yeah, same. Like what?
Don't know. Grow the lineage.
What's that mean?
Am I even saying that right? Lineage is your family tree, isn't it? Let's just say I'm right. Imagine it was completely wrong and it was just meant something different entirely. I wouldn't give a fuck, man. Haven't been let play James Bond since last week.
What do you mean let?
I've nearly finished that anyway. See, with them games you only get about 20, 30 hours of play time. So you kind of want to spread it out, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than like play 6 hours a day and then you only like fucking get a few days out of it. But it's good. I'd give it a solid 9 out of 10.
The game?
Yeah.
Not with your friends or something?
No, I'm sick of going now.
You don't go anywhere?
I don't have mates.
You do have loads of friends?
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I got rid of them all.
Why?
Don't need any baggage.
What do you mean?
Don't need extra baggage like that.
Why?
You surround yourself with good people.
Just me?
Just you and the dogs.
That's it? Yeah, ma. So, Darren's ma got a new buddy for our garden. And loads of new lights for our garden. She sent a picture the other day and she says, like, what do you think of me Buddha? And it was miles down the back of the garden.
It's like a Buddha and it's holding a ball, but it's like, do you know the lights that, like, what would you call them? Solar
things, yeah.
But it's holding a ball and it changes all different colours. But like, she's shown us the whole garden and it's literally all the whole sides all around the garden is like covered in solar lights. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
No, it's not ridiculous.
It's an obsession. Like, you'd have like fucking 6 or 7 of them maybe stretched out around the garden.
It's like double.
But it's like it's like a row of them in a line, like all the way on down.
And the garden's huge, isn't it?
The garden is huge and it just looks like a runway. Doesn't it, Amy?
Yeah, Darren. It's mad.
It's a nice short you have.
Do you like your name?
Stop asking me stupid questions.
Do you like your name?
No, I don't.
Why?
Darren. It's a shite name. Do you know your man Spade? Oh, show Spade.
Yeah.
His name is Darren.
Is it?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Is his name actually Darren?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite person on YouTube?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? I can't believe he got 500 million.
500, did you hear that, Leon?
500 million.
98 FM and all. You should have been listening to that one. That's big news. The first ever YouTuber to get 500 million subscribers.
Want to see the plaque?
Half a billion subscribers.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Wild, isn't it, when you think about it?
Am I a subscriber to Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, we're not, Darren.
I am, on my channel.
On your own channel? Yeah. Not on mine.
I think he's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
He's a genius.
I have to subscribe to him. I always forget.
But we were watching a video of him talking about like how he put like 10 years into like researching how the algorithm works.
Yeah.
Like how to actually make a viral video. Like, and it was like him and three of his friends that he just met randomly like on his journey. Like, and they all just like they'd go on Zoom calls or whatever calls that was happening 10 years ago. And what was he saying? He'd go on a call at 7 a.m. and finish at 10 p.m.
No, at 12 p.m. Go to bed, do it all over again the next day.
Yeah. So 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the night, just talking on like webcams with his mates.
Yeah.
And just saying like, if one person fails, they can learn from their mistakes, but if four people fail and learn from their mistakes, that's four chances at making something better. Like,
they share their experience, like,
do you know what I mean?
What, like, they did right differently, like,
instead of one person failing, like, they're all failing, so they'll all learn from their own mistakes. Yeah. Instead of like one person failing four times, there's four of them, so that like each of them can fail and then learn from each other. Like, do you know the kind of way?
So then get to potentially succeed quicker because they're learning those mistakes
in
faster.
In a way, yeah.
Mm. This is like a focus group for them, so is it?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
That, yeah.
But he was like saying, what else is he saying? He was saying like he could start up a new YouTube channel tomorrow without his face or any of his brand and get 20 million in a month. 20 million subscribers in a month. It could have been less than that. Just down to like knowing how to do it. But I don't believe that he could do that.
You don't know that though.
He couldn't do that. There's no way.
Is that what you do as well, Darren? Sit down, analyse how to get a viral video?
Jesus, no, I wouldn't.
Why?
It's impossible. Like, it just...
It's not impossible. Clearly, it's not if Mr. Beast...
I think if you're going to do a viral video, you have to copy off someone else.
Do you think?
But do your own thing, your own spin on it.
No, not necessarily.
I think so. Like they were... Like, 10 years ago, they were looking at this how the lighting of a thumbnail was on a viral video. Like how things were positioned on thumbnails, like.
Something so minor.
Oh, so this has 100 million views and this one has 100 million views, but the two things similar is that the lighting is the same or something is done a certain way. Do you know what I mean? Weird.
They focus on the small stuff that people literally don't even...
You wouldn't even think
notice,
about.
No.
And now everything on YouTube is like literally a Mr. Beast thing. Like,
yeah, they're all just...
All the thumbnails is all shocked face...
Yeah,
The
mouth's always open.
Yeah,
and it's all because of Mr. Beast. Like,
wow.
Well, like, if it works, like, you're gonna have to do that. Like, if that's what works.
Yeah,
it's mad.
I'm gonna make a viral video before Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah. Gonna record me ma's runway out the back.
Dress up as an airplane.
Hey, look, I'm in Dublin Airport.
Oh, stop! I'm going on my holidays.
Love Island.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I haven't been watching it.
The start of it was so boring. It took ages to get into, but now I'm starting to warm up now and enjoy it because there's loads of arguments. So
it's good when there's arguments in it.
You love it as well. Who's your favourite in it so far?
My favourite? I don't know any of them. I like Jo One, that blonde one from Liverpool, was funny.
She's still there. Oh, Robin.
Don't know her now.
Yeah, she's funny. She was funny. She's gone. Sad, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's real sad.
So bring her back in.
Charlene Murphy going in or what?
Don't bleed, no. What's going on there?
She wouldn't go in this late.
You wouldn't know. It's on for 8 weeks, like. It's on, what, 10 days, 11 days?
If I was her, I'd leave.
Why?
I'd want to go in there from the get-go. So then,
like, as an OG, yeah. Yeah. It's a waste if she gets put into Casa Amor.
Why?
It's just a waste.
Because Because there's so many things happening.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So what did you say, Leanne, that she needs to come in and have her moment?
Yeah, like Molly May.
Yeah, the Molly May bombshell effect. Where, like, it's not Casa Amor, where it's already oversaturated. There's too many new faces for people to kind of get to know. She needs her own moment. She needs her own screen time.
Yeah.
So the people are like, oh, wow. And she needs to be able to come in and, like, pick the boys straight out of the villa.
Yeah. Go for a date at the hideaway or whatever. Like,
Yeah. Stop, girls.
You love it.
I don't even watch it.
Which a woman, Helen, is rumoured to come in, and she was with your man, Fitzy.
Did you say she's on 2FM?
Yeah, but you know her because you remember I used to watch her videos and you'd be like, who's that laughing like that? I laughed like, hang.
I don't know what you're talking about. I
can't explain it. She's so funny. I do watch her on TikTok all the time.
She's going into it?
Well, I don't know. People are talking about
it. I think they're all selling stories, pretending they're going into it and then they're not just to build
a
following.
Yeah, but Charlene hasn't even addressed the fact that she's not. You know what I mean? If you weren't, you would have addressed it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Going to Love Island.
I'm going to write to a few newspapers and say I'm going into Love Island, spin the story there, and then you'll get 100,000 followers out of it.
But you're married, like.
Yeah, but that's a part of the story.
Imagine you're in Love Island. Do you think you'd get anybody?
Absolutely not. Are you fucking mad?
Well, look, if I was like in a there, I'd fuck. Up with you. Well, I probably wouldn't, actually.
You wouldn't?
No, I would.
I wouldn't even take my top off.
Why? You'd go swimming in your t-shirt.
I actually would. I actually would, like.
But would you not be ripping the vest off yourself and all, like?
Can I pull you for a chat there?
Oh, God. So fucking cringy when you think about it, but it's just the way Love Island is, like.
It's the conversations that they're having, like. No one has them conversations in real life.
You're in there 24/7.
Watch our body count.
I can't be telling people that.
Imagine someone came up to you and was like, what's your body count?
What would you say?
One.
Same.
One or two. I
can't remember.
Long time ago, maybe.
Oh, stop. That's hilarious. We were with each other 10 years this year.
Yeah. 10 years. We were with each other.
Oh, good, huh?
Doesn't get any easier, let me tell you. Another brother I lost.
Oh, fucking unbelievable, you are.
Can't even watch the fucking football anymore. When I was in my mans, I'd watch the bleeding whole season of the Premier League.
No, you wouldn't, because
I'd watch teams I didn't even like. I'd watch Liverpool playing and all. Don't even like. Oh, no, it's bad.
Like badly.
I'd say I've had like broccoli.
No, I said badly.
I think I'm going for the Justin Bieber look.
His hair's not even like that anymore. You're literally combing it from the brown of your head up. Come here. You're literally pulling it from the back up.
It's like I look like a man who beat the final boss.
Oh, stop here. What was the story with that leading fight? Yeah, man, Jordan McCann want to get a grip on himself.
Oh, he's a funny weapon.
It's crazy behaviour the way he's going on.
He bit your man's ear, didn't
he? He had a gum shield in, like.
He's still hurt. Like, there was blood on his ear.
You see his mouth? Like an arsehole. Teeth on him and all. I was like, I hear a lot.
I think it's crazy, like, people getting 50k for fighting. There's professional boxers out there getting like 2k a fight and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
What's Jordan McCann known for?
Rapper or something.
He can't box.
A lot of people can't box in it. Like, it's more just the fact that people are in a ring, like.
Yeah. I beat the final boss.
A lot of trouble at them, though.
Yeah, I know.
Someone threw acid and all at someone in the dressing room, I heard.
What?
Seen it on Twitter.
Take it
as you will, on there.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't know if that's true or not, but, like, there was either. I think it could have been just a bottle of water and then the caption said acid or something, but.
Oh, Jesus. That's awful, that is.
Then they're punching each other at fucking face-offs and all.
What's a face-off?
Only in the ring and they're like, oh, I want you next and all.
Yeah, that happened a few times, didn't it? Jesus.
Influence at home wrestling, that's what they should do. Lot safer.
Yeah. Mad. Did you know the Leaving Cert's going on now?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
What was your favourite subject in school?
Um English.
Really?
Took me ages to think of that.
I didn't like it. Hated school.
I used to love English. I used to, honestly.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was very good at it.
What level did you
do? I don't see how you could be bad at English if it's your first language.
Yeah, but like there, do you know the way there's like loads of ways to spell there?
My grammar.
Is it
I'd say before COVID, I didn't know how to write. Like,
you have an obsession with it.
I know.
You check everything that I do send or...
Do you know I only have that obsession because when I was writing tweets years ago, I'd spell check them. I'd be like, is this correct? Because someone in the comments would say, correct you on how you spelled there. Do you know that way?
Yeah, that's why I don't
so
like
So now
that.
I'm like, all right, I get it. But some things still I'm a bit like...
Yeah, I can't spell for shit.
Like if I wrote a paragraph or write and I know that there's going to be problems in it, like, do you know? Like, it's not all going to be like... Would you do that, Leanne?
Well, that's why they have spell check nowadays.
Yeah, but if you wrote on paper, like...
Oh, right, you're on paper.
Like, you're going to get something off, aren't you? Like, you might miss a capital or something on a full stop or...
What, and they'll dock your marks?
Just in general, just, like, for yourself, like, if you were to write it down, do you think your grammar would be up to date?
Mine, personally?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Are you, Amy? Yours would be shy. No offence.
I don't even know where to put a fucking full stop and a comma or nothing.
I can't tell you the last time I wrote on paper.
I was going to ask that very question.
Yeah.
Really? The wedding?
That was just like your signature.
Oh, like a story or something?
Like the way you'd write, like...
You did buy notebooks and write down shy.
What about like a birthday card or any kind
how
of...
How you write them, yeah.
My handwriting is awful.
Yeah, I know. It's like a fucking 4-year-old.
It's so like bad. I hold the pen with my whole hand. I had to clench my fist and like write it like that. With my fist.
No, you don't.
What are you missing? I done my leaving cert 16 years ago.
I can't remember when I done mine.
And I was only saying to Leanne there and yourself that like what was it?
You've done school.
Yeah, I was in school for 5 years. So like forced to 6th year, I didn't do 4th year. So I've done that 3 times over since leaving school.
I did 4th year in school and I still left at 16.
You didn't leave at 16?
I did leave at 16.
Did you leave early?
No.
You're only leaving?
Yeah. What subjects do you do? Do you do a language?
Irish.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't even do Irish.
Irish.
Did no language. No Irish, no Spanish, German, nothing.
Mine wasn't really a proper leaving though. Leaving cert. Because the LCA.
Well, my junior cert I had a reader.
I got 42. Okay, is that correct? How did the junior cert work? Where was it like...
Honours and passes.
Yeah, I think I got...
But now it's like H's or something.
What was marked off, the whole thing's marked out percentage then, wasn't it?
For the junior cert? Yeah, junior cert is percentage and then your grade, your A, your B, your C, your D, whatever.
Yeah, I think I got like 42%.
That's so bad then.
On my junior.
Really?
Something like that.
As an overall percentage? Overall. I don't remember it being an overall percentage.
Then I'm mistaken that for just a maths exam or something.
A test. I got 3 honours and 3 passes in me leaving. I did 6 subjects. And then for me junior cert, I got 9 honours and a pass.
I'd say you got all honours, did you, Leanne?
No. Oh, God, no.
I did foundation and all. Like, low level.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. No, I nearly went to foundation maths as well. I couldn't be hacked with it. Like, yeah.
No.
I did pass maths. Do you know what? Even for those extra 25 points, the way they try to incentivise you, it's not worth it.
No.
It really
isn't. It's
not
the stress. Like,
yeah.
I hated maths. I hated all of it. I used to tell my maths teacher I had a phobia of squares. So we used to draw rectangles instead. Couldn't get that out.
They're a bit close to squares.
Yeah, I know, but like that. Oh, because I just wanted to do school.
What the fuck?
I hated it so much there. Especially
I couldn't do maths.
Why?
I just couldn't do it. Like,
oh, I hate it.
I could drill it into my head so much and I just wouldn't remember it. Or no. I just didn't know what to do. At all, like.
No.
I never passed a maths exam in my life.
Did you not?
That has no relevance.
No, not even on the leaving cert. Failed it.
Maths?
Yeah.
You don't even really need
it. Oh, God. Yeah, you do. Oh, you don't. No. I'll let her do the job anyway.
You don't need any of it.
ChatGPT.
I used to love history. Loved history.
No, not for me.
But even at that, I'm still shy at it. It's just some people that just aren't off our scale and some people are, like.
Geography. Shite as well.
What did you do after school? Did you go...
Smoked a few joints.
What did you do? Did you go to college?
A few bucket bombs.
Oh, you're a fucking muppet. If you've seen anybody leaving with a bucket bomb, you'd cry. You're like, oh.
I went to college, yeah. Kalash to Ada.
Straight out of school?
Do you know on the bus, when you're going past Kalash to Ada, not the way it says it in Irish.
Yeah.
It says Kalash to Ada. Egypt, like. Just thought that was funny.
When was the last time you were on a bus?
Yesterday.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't even go out yesterday.
I was on a bus.
No, you weren't.
I was on a... I always remember it says Kalash to Ada, and I don't even need to, like, be like that with me. Why you ask me? I went to Kalash to Ada.
For what?
Art and design. What are you laughing at? I like drawing and all.
Right. And why'd you leave it?
I used to be an artist. I draw the doll every Tuesday.
Of course you did.
What do you think of that one? What do you want to know?
Just what you did after school. Stop pinching me.
After school, I told you I smoked a few joints.
You're absolute hamhead. Oh, I swear to God.
Had a few dookies.
No, you didn't.
They're pills, aren't they? Had a joint and a dookie. Blew it out the window in the bathroom. What's that smell? Nothing, ma. Go to sleep. Only messing. No, I went and done art and design. I failed that as well.
You left it?
Didn't leave it, I said. To the whole thing.
You failed that?
Yeah.
How could you fail art and design?
I was like, I'm not doing a load of paintings and all.
Well, what you go to it for then?
Drawings.
You were absolute...
I know, it was all a bit mad. You had to, like, have a scrapbook for the whole year and, like, people were, like, getting tea bags and, like, rubbing them on the page to add, like, some sort of a textured background.
Yeah, like, it makes it look old.
That's enough for me.
I did community care after school. Didn't know what to do.
Voluntary work?
No, it's a course. Like, so it covers childcare, elderly, and special needs.
In the community?
No, just called community care.
Oh, right.
I don't even think I passed it. I don't know. But then I went to working in nursing homes and all. Hated it. And then went into childcare straight after that. And still don't know what I want to do with my life.
You're on a podcaster now.
Yeah.
We don't make any money off this podcast. You couldn't do this full time. Wouldn't you not? You'd be drawing the dowel every Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's so funny? This just feels like a conversation we'd have on the couch at home. That's probably why we're such a good podcast.
But if you were to do the leaving again, would you do it again?
What does that even mean?
Like, but if you could study again, right?
I wouldn't do it.
I got the chance to redo it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I would.
Be like Billy Madison.
No, I'd study so hard and back I'd become to school. Like a solicitor or something.
Back to school. No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be bothered. I used to have nightmares about being in school still. I could wake up and go, oh, thank God I'm not in school. That was a horrible dream. I'm like 30 odd.
40 now.
Nearly. I have one for you, right?
Right.
You know the flakes in the 99ers?
Yep.
There's a shortage of them. Well, there could be for the summer.
Why?
I don't know. I asked the general public. This is what they tell me. Ice cream van owners are complaining about a white tinge appearing on some of the chocolate flakes, which could be down to them being stored incorrectly in recent warm weather. One Mr. Whippy who complained to makers, Cadbury said, was told to return them and is now worried about the summer shortage. Cadbury's told the Sun it's reviewing what happened. I know what that means, though.
I knew it was Cadbury's Flakes.
No, but like, do you know,
it just gets dusty, no?
When I was younger, you'd get like a macaroon bar and you'd open that and it'd be white.
Mm.
Or a mint crisp. Usually the cheaper chocolate.
Yeah, but it's Cadbury's. They shouldn't really be going white. But they've always been white. Isn't that when they rub off each other, they go white?
What are you talking about?
The flakes.
Yeah, because the flakes for the ice cream vans would come in boxes, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Like, they're not like the way you get a fucking...
Like, you'd have to open a wrapper every time. Like,
yeah. So would they be just rubbing off each other? What are they moaning for? It's only fucking rub... Stick it in the ice cream, will you?
No. Terrible, isn't it?
If it's saying, though, the way that it's stored in the warmer weather, maybe, though, it melted a bit and then, like...
Oh, and then dried out again.
Dried out, yeah. So maybe it's kind of just like dry chocolate.
Yeah, maybe. I'd still eat it, though.
So would I.
Like, I wouldn't be worried about it.
Oh, wouldn't bother me.
I'd love a 99er.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get one in Scrum Diddlies.
Oh, you can't get one in there with the nice fresh
cream. Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Big
cups of ice cream.
You can get a cone out of it.
Well, why haven't you not gone over there and got me a cone?
Because I'd be over there every day if I told you. Now I'm going to have to go over every day. Sake.
With the syrup and loads of sprinkles on it.
Yeah.
Would you make it back across the road before I start melting? Because I don't know where the ice cream man's gone. He never comes around anymore.
He used to always be around.
Yeah.
He's probably back in the joy.
Well, you should have somebody covering a shift or something. Because I swear to God, it's actually heartbreaking. I miss listening to it and going out and getting a big...
I remember the ice cream...
thing.
You know, did an ice cream van come up to Ballymun?
Always, every day, yeah. Twice a day.
The one that used to come up to Air Road was... his name was Ricky.
Oh, right.
He drove a blue ice cream van and he had Bart Simpson and all on the back.
The music on it, though.
We like, did it. The teddy bears play the picnic. And I'd be like, the ice cream man. Ma, can I have
2 euros?
A shekel. I have one for you, right? And every time I say it to you, you don't know what I'm talking about. And I just want one person that's listening to this podcast to comment under the episode. I'm not asking for 60 audience. Just one. If you remember this item from your childhood. Philly Folly Gum.
What's that?
Do you know that? Do you remember that?
No.
It was candy floss that turned into chewing gum when you chewed it. When you went to eat it, like.
Never heard of that, me
life. You used to get it off the ice cream van.
Never heard of it.
Do you know an ice cream van used to go up to my road and he sold hash?
We didn't there.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if it was a myth. Was there always a myth that your ice cream van sold hash?
Yeah. They used to say they put them at the end of the
screwballs. Yeah.
That's a load of bollocks. They wouldn't be given selling their hash. Your hash will go all soggy anyway.
That's it there.
Ah, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Do you remember that?
It was horrible.
That was it?
Philly Folly. You said Philly Foley, no?
Philly Folly. Or Foley, whatever, Axel Foley. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I just never knew the name of it.
Neither did I. I never got it.
And rainbow drops.
Yeah, we seen them the other day in Tesco's.
They're good.
That's like coloured air.
Brown liquors.
Love them.
Like, I'd go to the ice cream van and wouldn't get an ice cream. I'd just get sweets.
Yeah, I know. Stinger bars, isn't it?
Yeah.
We used to have a shop in school and...
the nun. Sell pearlers and all.
No, she used to sell sweets and all. The nun, she was a nun, like, and she'd sell all the Stinger bars, but big giant Stinger bars for like 50 cents and all.
Do you remember Lanky Larry's?
No. Oh, that's the flogs, is it?
What?
That a flog.
What's that?
A big long marshmallow.
No, that's a fucking marshmallow.
No, it's called a flog.
Yeah, Lanky Larry.
No.
It was like one of them fucking toffee sweets, you know, the, like... Not toffee, but like the same as a Stinger bar, them cheap fucking...
Oh, yeah.
But it was like thin, long, like a fucking big, long, thick piece of string.
I love a drumstick.
And there was fizz in the middle of it. I'm still talking about Lanky Larry's.
Well,
does anyone remember Lanky Larry's? You don't remember Lanky Larry's?
I don't, no.
A black and red. Remember them ones?
Oh, it tasted like blackjack or something. I hate blackjack.
Blackjack's horrible. No, it wasn't like blackjack, I don't think.
Do you like Fisherman Friends? You look like the type that
loved them. No, they're disgusting.
And do you know the way you can get the bacon fries in the pub? But you know the green packet?
Scampi fries.
Rotten.
They're
you love them.
Yeah.
You know Darren goes out and buys these like fish flavoured things like like, you know them things that would be on the plastic thing hanging in an aisle? And he pulls it off, like, dried up.
You know them things, the fish things that would be on plastic things?
I can't explain it.
It sounds fucking...
fake.
Like, yeah, just making this up. You're talking about the fucking pork scratchings.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, there's lovely salt and vinegar ones I had there before, and I can't remember where I got them.
Probably in Lawrence's.
Do you ever have pork scratchings, Leanne?
I've never had them.
You can get them in Lawrence's.
You can get everything in Lawrence's.
You can. Bar Gatorade, isn't it?
Yes, I had Gatorade in a while.
It's too expensive to get it in.
I'll snap. Actually, anyone in the comments have to tell me where you can get Gatorade, the blue one.
Love. What is with you in the comments?
Because people give, like, have information that I need to fucking find out, like.
Yeah.
Sake.
Would you like to be an ice cream man? I think you'd be a good ice cream man.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I'd be very mean.
Yeah, I think you would be.
I'd be mean with the sauce.
Why?
The syrup on the ice.
I can imagine you when there's no kids around.
I'd be eating it.
You'd be milling all that ice cream.
I'd be eating all them lanky Larrys.
I missed the ice cream man. What happened?
I told you, he's back in prison.
We should have had someone covering him then.
They're all in prison.
I'd love to go for some whippy ice cream.
What are you on about?
The whip ice cream. I don't like the hard ice cream.
I know, you like the one from the machine.
Oh, I love it. That's only powder and milk, you know.
I know.
And it's so delicious.
You can buy it and make it at home.
Oh, and even the ice cream stand, the Omni's gone. There's nowhere to get whippy ones now.
There's loads of places. One up right across the road, me. Scrum Diddley's do it.
Yeah, but I don't like their ice cream.
It's this, all of it, it's powder and water, or powder and milk.
It's the hard one that you have to, it's like Geno's, you
That's
know,
an option, but you can still get the fucking other one.
Yeah.
You're an awful mess,
if
are you?
If I do that now, I would have sent you over. And that's where you're going now later.
I'm not. Because it just gets started on by a load of shams. You're going to break her? No, I'm not. I'm getting an ice cream. I don't do that. I'm like, no, I'm not going. You're a messer. I just say them things to show off on the podcast that I'm solid, but I'm really not.
No, he wears my socks, for God's sake.
The ones with the little roses.
He started trying to wear long socks with these brothers, right? With
Terence Power does it.
Yeah, but Terence has ankles. You
I had
just
long,
look
I had long
weird.
White socks because everyone wears these runners with long white socks, and Amy just said, get them off, you know.
Yeah, because they're pure bet real tight, and like his leg is like coming over.
Looks like a, like the top of me leg is like gonna burst. And what if I have a bit of weight on me? That's fat shaming. Can't
I'm
do
not
that.
Fashion. Yeah, well, do you want me to let you go out like that and let people fat shame you into your face, or do you want me to do it in private?
If anyone fat shame me to me face, I'll fucking bat you. I'll say, here, come here, fucking say that to me face. And then when he quit, I'll say, don't be saying that.
You
want to
be sorting that sock out?
I don't care about... fuck socks, man. Get me head in. Keep going missing and all. Sick of socks.
You're fuming because you have big fat legs.
You're fuming because you've got fucking that short on.
What do you mean?
That fucking thing you have on, you look like fucking...
I'd rather wear this short than have all the dead skin all over me.
That's not dead skin, Amy. That's me beard bam. That's from me beard bam.
Oh, what do you mean?
I have beard bam. Clean me beard.
You got it in pennies, didn't you?
Yeah, stinks.
What do you mean?
It smells.
Of what?
Bam. You want texting or not?
No, not you. Jama.
What's she on?
She said, how are you doing today?
Grant, what the fuck are you on about? Right, I have listener questions here, right? Two of them. Do you want to hear them? What are you laughing
at? You need a haircut.
I know, I'm going to grow it. I'm going to actually get a mullet.
Right, what's the questions, Darren?
What are your earliest memories of the World Cup and what are your predictions for the winner, runner-up and third place?
I have no memories of it and I have no prediction because I don't watch it.
I feel like, what was the last time Ireland got in was 2002, wasn't it?
Back in the day when the video of the, in the snap bar or something, is it?
No, that was Italia 90. I was only fucking 10.
What age was I?
Three.
When Ella was born, I was six.
You were
six.
No, you were seven.
Wasn't seven.
You're 3 years younger than me.
So 4 years younger than you.
You're 30 and I'm 33.
You're 34 now.
And you're 31 this year and I'm 34 this year.
You're 35 this year.
No, I'm 34 this year. 1992, July the 9th. See you later.
What are you telling everybody for?
Cause I want cards. Send them to Marconi House, Diggs Lane. That's the address. I'd love a P.O. box.
So would I. I'd love them. I'd love to know what people just send me chops or something. Stuff for me dinner.
We're watching, do you know Deji? KSI's brother. Did you ever hear him? Deji? So funny, man. He's opening P.O. boxes and people just kept sending them tiles. From that company. I think that's gas. Just send them
bits of grass.
Bits of grass, like AstroTurf, like saying that they sell AstroTurf and all. It's why people keep sending me tiles.
Oh, very fucking funny.
My earliest memory is 2002, but I just remember like the shops, like clothes shops, just selling cheap jerseys and all, like.
Yeah.
For kid, and I remember my ma buying me one.
I never
and I was
had
like, I want the real one, like, you're buying this for me. And get me a Game Boy as well while you're at it.
Brah. You are just a definition of brah, even in your late age.
Anyways, I remember having, there was an Ireland sticker book for the World Cup 2002. Just Ireland stickers.
Pretty good.
That would be my earliest memories. I wasn't born in 1990.
I flat out on Caesar salads then.
I know. I have another one.
Yep.
What's your earliest memory?
We don't have any, I said.
Fair. Well, that was from Mick, wasn't it? Here we go. If you could be from any place except Ireland, where would you be from?
America.
Knew you were going to say that.
I'd love to go to high school and stuff. I'd love it.
Prom and all?
Prom, yeah. Where would you be from?
Spain.
Espanol?
Spain.
And your name be Juan.
Juan. Juan Jorge. Antonio Banderas.
All Spanish and Brazil kids are called Antonio.
Actually, no? Brazil as well would be good, wouldn't it?
What?
Imagine me as a Brazilian. My legs would still be fucking blown up.
Yeah, still won't be able to wear them.
Wouldn't be able to wear ankle sock or them big long socks.
Yeah, your toes are just eating that sock.
I know, yeah, I'm starving. I don't know where else would I like to be. Spain.
No, I'd go America.
No, Spain.
Like, where? What part of America would I go? Don't know.
L.A.
Mysteria Lane. Desperate Housewives.
You know it's real.
Yeah, no, it's not. You can go and visit it.
No, it's real.
And did you know that they had a...
experience?
Yep, a Desperate Housewives experience in Paris and you didn't even bring me. I hinted and hinted and hinted and you just ignored me.
Yeah, no, too dear.
No, it wasn't too dear. Could have got pictures and all with them all.
Brie
Vandekamp and all, yeah.
She was that? At it. Did you watch that as well?
I watched it twice. Love it.
That's all the questions we have. We don't have anything else to talk about until next week. Jeremy?
Well, Frank's having a midlife crisis.
You want to talk more, do you? Go on.
I'm just saying that he is having a midlife crisis because he went for a Dixie the other day because he didn't have his breakfast in time.
And he went for another dog.
He went for Ancho, his girlfriend.
No one knows who that dog is.
They do know who Ancho is.
They don't?
Yes, they do. It's the other black pug.
Tried to cut the nails yesterday. It was like fucking...
a mascot.
Oh, I don't even want... that's boring. Let's go. No one wants to hear us talking on the podcast about cutting our dog's nails. See you after.
Bye, guys. Enjoy. Stop pinching me, Darren.
I'm not.
Swing you.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.